Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Josh has a top five momentarily. Do you feel bad at all for the Los Angeles Angels just taking an absolute beating today?
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay. Yeah, I do too. I mean, it is their fault, but they have two of the best players on planet Earth, and they're going to meet each other tonight in the World Baseball Classic Final. And they're just getting shredded. I saw a lead for a story on Sports Illustrated. Even if it did nothing else, the World Baseball Classic could be worth it because it has done this year what in five seasons the Angels could not: allow the two best players in the world to play games that matter.
Yeah, a lot of articles, a lot of long reads, a lot of memes out there today. And they've all got a point.
They do. I mean, they're factually accurate, that's for sure. But man, tough day for the Angels.
What's with Japan being coy about whether or not Ohtani's going to pitch tonight? He's pitching tonight.
He's going to pitch tonight, yeah. I don't know what the USA's doing.
Yeah, I haven't heard that.
Maybe Brady Singer.
Ooh.
I don't think we've seen him much since that bad outing. All right, anyway.
Give me the probables. Come on.
Josh, top five.
Top five. Movies filmed at Fenway Park.
Why not?
How did we get here?
I just said that I really like the town.
The town comes up in the crossover a lot.
It does. I love the town.
God, come on. Take forever.
Number five.
I don't know why I said that, but I'm not sure how we got there.
Number five is Fever Pitch.
I heard talk about Affleck and Damon with the Nike movie.
Oh, yeah. That's why. Yeah, that's right. And then someone said the town.
All right, Fever Pitch gets a hard time. And I get it. It's corny. It's cheesy.
It's okay.
But it's supposed to be. It's Drew Barrymore and Jimmy Fallon.
Yeah. It's a Drew Barrymore rom-com. Like, you're not getting any deep thoughts in this one.
Yeah. It's I'm fine with this movie. I've watched it a lot. Yeah. Like, in an inordinate amount of times. And I, like, hate all of the retroactive, you know, pieces of pop culture that have come out of the Red Sox and what they did in 2004. But, and thus injected confidence into the city of Boston, which we have been, you know, having to deal with for the last 20 years. So now, it's been a huge problem, but this movie's fine.
Now I will say a couple of things before we get too much deeper into this list. Confession, I have not seen Patriots Day.
Oh, I haven't either.
So that's not on the list. I don't know if it's better than Fever Pitch. I don't know.
I'd imagine it is.
Also, Spotlight.
You haven't seen Spotlight?
I have seen it.
Oh.
It is a terrific movie. However, it's a lot like... look, I'm just going to say it. It's a lot like Schindler's List, where...
Oh, it's not the happiest movie.
If I'm looking for a good time, want to pop a movie in, not picking Spotlight.
It's funny though. I find it to be rewatchable. Like I like watching the movie.
I have seen it multiple times.
It just makes you feel sad.
But yeah, I'm not gonna like rally around and celebrate the movie Spotlight. So I put it off to the side of this list. But Spotlight is a better movie than Fever Pitch. I just want to be very clear about that.
Okay. We will not find Spotlight on this list, it sounds like.
This is a fun list. This is a happy list. And once again, my four is missing.
You dragged it over the other. You dragged three over it yesterday. Okay. So you're in trouble now.
Mm-hmm. I won't subject the audience to me finding it. live on the air. Number four is Field of Dreams. Kevin Costner. It's a baseball movie.
You know, I don't think I've seen this movie completely all in one sitting before.
Really?
And I love baseball.
That's a bold take.
It's not a take. It's just the truth.
Bold take from you.
So.
It's fine.
Yeah. I don't feel like I'm missing that much. I get the deal. If you build it, they will come.
It's got some good moments, some good parts. A little overrated.
Mm-hmm.
We move on to number three, of which I have two buttons for.
Three. Combination of three and five.
Number three.
Number three is Ted. That movie's funny.
Yeah, Ted's funny. It's a talking bear.
Yeah. He says inappropriate things.
He's got a Boston accent. Yeah. Mark Wahlberg is a caricature of himself.
Yeah. Mila Kunis.
Is there.
Is way too hot to be with Mark Wahlberg. But she is.
Oh, wait, I don't know about that. Mark Wahlberg's pretty hot.
They go see Nora Jones.
They do.
Remember Nora Jones?
He has commitment issues.
Mm-hmm.
The most underrated part of that, I saw the clip pop up recently. So the guy, he works at like a car rental store.
Yeah.
And there's a guy who he works with that is just off the rails. I remember seeing this movie in the theater, and it was maybe one of the like biggest laughter theater experiences that I've ever been a part of.
The crowd was all in. One of those.
Absolutely.
One of those moments.
Yeah, like just hysterically laughing.
Mm-hmm. Really rewatchable.
I don't think I've seen it that much, but definitely you remember some of the things that happened.
And the less said about Ted 2, the better.
Never saw it.
Not missing anything.
Never saw it.
Not missing a single thing.
Here comes two.
Number two.
Number two is Moneyball.
Number two is Moneyball.
Moneyball comes up a lot on this show. It's a great movie.
Moneyball's a great movie.
Yeah, absolutely.
Although it wasn't about the Red Sox. Billy Beane took an interview there.
It counts. It had a scene filmed at old Fenway Park.
Yep. And they were at the time, I mean, they were billed as the, the flashy luxury franchise, which I don't know if that was the vibe of the Red Sox pre-2004.
Yeah.
But that's the way that they were billed in the movie.
As we've mentioned before with Moneyball, there's a little bit of revisionist history.
Can you bring us some coffee? Yeah. And then Brad Pitt just doing Brad Pitt stuff. Great movie. Not a huge, like, I mean, you don't think Fenway Park and you think Boston, or you think, Moneyball.
Right.
But it is featured.
It was on the list that I procured, which leads us to number one.
Now, this is what we're talking about.
A movie that America should have celebrated.
Make it so, number one.
Number one.
Connor, it's been like 2 hours. Let's talk about The Town some more.
Let's talk about The Town some more, Josh. Let's say some more stuff in a Doug McRae accent.
It's just a great movie.
It's just a great movie. It's an enjoyable movie.
One stinking Oscar nomination for Jeremy Renner.
It's one of those where you're like rooting for the main character, but you have a full understanding that he's never going to be able to get out of his own way, mm-hmm. and he'll never be able to leave the situation that he's in. Affleck does that part really well.
You just want Blake Lively to smarten up and be with a good guy.
Hey, listen, I need your help. I can't tell you what it is. You can never ask me about it, and we're going to hurt some people.
All right, I'm in.
Whose car are we taking? So good.
The heist at the end,
the heist at the beginning, the heist in the middle.
Oh, the nuns.
All the heists.
The nuns,
the masks.
Ah. The narrow streets of Boston.
It made me want to rob Fenway Park. I felt like I could probably pull it off after that. You're going to take some gunfire, but...
Yeah, I mean...
Just wear a cop uniform and then you're in.
You're in. It seemed... Easy is not the right word.
Doable.
Didn't seem easy. Yeah, seemed like if I really committed myself, quit my job, really just kind of laser focused,
yep,
maybe I could get away with it.
I mean, we're going to hurt some people. Whose car are we taking? Such a good movie. I'm sad that it doesn't get talked about more in like the heist movie realm.
Yeah.
Because it should. Very, very good.
I think I've got it 4.5 out of 5.
Good list.
On my rating system.
Good list. We should all watch The Town. We should do a screening at ACX Cinema 12 Cinema. Plus.
Yeah.
We'll just all go and watch The Town together.
It is.
And then we'll all get together afterwards, have a couple brewskis.
The Town.
And talk in Boston accents.
That's my IMDb app. You can see it. That's a 4.5 out of 5.
Oh, you rate them on the IMDb app.
Yeah, that's where I log it.
Good move.
Trying to convert it all over to Letterboxd, but that takes some time.
All right, do a poll question at Happer Show. Do you love The Town?
I feel like we have done that poll before, but okay. I will search.
Because I think we're getting just off of the straw poll here. Most people have told us today, I love that movie.
Mm-hmm.
It's good to know that I'm not alone here.
Yeah, it's just good to hear, right?
Yeah. A lot of faith in society after that one. Thank you, Josh.
Thank you, Connor.
Great listen. I've seen all those movies.
5 for 5. We did it, everybody. We found 5 movies Connor Happer has seen,
mm-hmm.
and we grouped them together on the show
pretty,
today.
They're all pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah, there's not a Kangaroo Jack in the bunch.
Hey, whoa. Don't. Do not.
Okay, there's
refer
not a.
Refer to Kangaroo Jack in a derogatory way.
There's not a Cat in the Hat in the bunch.
Come on. Those definitely are the two movies that I will stand up for. I'll never forget your reaction to me really enjoying Cat in the Hat. You're like, what's going on? I'm like, yeah, that's a really good movie.
Okay, I have searched my log. I have no record of us asking, do you love The Town?
Mm.
So we will ask it at Happer Show on Twitter.
Because it needs to be asked.
Yeah.
Thank you, Josh.
Thank you, Connor.
That is the top 5 poll questions. A couple of them from that segment. Do you think you could rob Fenway Park? And do you love The Town? Both up at Happer's Show. Ellie French joins next on 1620 The Zone.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.